Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Okay, what's worse?
Mm-hmm.
The models from the Comme des Garçons show wearing the
cornrow wig, yeah.
Or everything Paul Simon's ever done.
Ooh. I don't know that many things Paul Simon has done that are negative in that connotation.
Literally the entirety of the album Graceland.
Which is, what's in it that's bad?
It's all African music.
Okay. And that is, from my recent readings...
Cultural appropriation. But it's because with the
it's
thing
in
about,
cultural inappropriation. If you ask me, it's inappropriate to take that.
It's inappropriate, yes,
from another culture.
But I think it's the thing where it's
Paul
like
Paul Simon's white.
Paul Simon's very white.
Hell yeah.
I'd say he's in the top echelon of whiteness.
Okay,
Paul Simon
from Kiss.
Are you thinking of Paul Stanley?
I am. Yeah,
I'm talking about Paul Simon from Simon E. Garfunkel.
Oh. I thought, okay.
Simon E. Garfunkel. Mm-hmm.
Simon E. Garfunkel. Who's the one that's credited with doing most of the work in that band?
See, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Probably Paul Simon, I guess. Garfunkel didn't really have a solo career like Paul Simon did.
Well, then that makes sense. Was the solo career first or after?
After.
I guess that makes sense for all of them. It's rarely the way around.
No. There's like, where it's like, what was that awful group? The Damn Yankees, where it was like Ted Nugent.
Oh, Daddy Yankee.
And some other people.
Oh, who's that?
A phone call from my father.
Answered on the pod.
No fucking way, dude. That's a road I'm not willing to go down.
We'll call him
sure.
later.
I'll call him later.
Later in the month. But I mean, the Comme des Garçons thing, it's very interesting that these like high fashion people keep doing this.
Can't stop doing it.
They love it.
Here's the defense I hear a lot.
Okay.
A lot of the people that make the mistakes are European.
Oh.
So they don't have the same... It doesn't, like... Obviously, Europe has a long...
Longer
history of racism than America.
Yeah.
But it's racism towards black people and African Americans, obviously, is much different than America's.
Am I wrong in the fact that... there was that image, I can't remember, and I apologize how awful this sounds, but there was that image of like a black child in like a zoo. Was that in Sweden?
It wasn't as, it was in a
holding thing of like, look at this, a black person. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I was thinking of something different. I was thinking of the H&M ad in Europe.
No, I mean this is an old photo, like a very old photo.
Oh, I don't know this photo.
Man, like, would you mind looking that for me?
Yeah, sure. Can that be on your Google history instead of ours?
Yeah, what am I looking at?
There's a black child in a zoo, but like that, 1800s kind of a thing.
That sounds terrible. I mean,
oh, I didn't put him there.
It was an attraction.
I'm sure that's true.
Huh?
Without even looking it up, I'm going to say that's probably true.
Sure, but can we get some facts on it? But I mean, it's just insane. Yeah,
the
Europeans,
the police come in.
Yeah. I mean, in this day and age.
Just don't put a smiley face after it. And you'll be fine.
In brackets, because I support this.
Black child in zoo, parentheses, me likey. That's,
I mean, this kind of happened with when Conor was fighting Floyd.
Conor McGregor.
Fighting
Floyd Mayweather. Not everyone is...
I apologize. You're right. Cool. And can fuck. And is good at fighting.
A lot of people are not good at fighting can fuck.
That's true. I apologize. How about that? Look how easy it is for me to apologize.
A lot of things are easier for you than me. Push-ups.
Uh-huh.
Apologies.
Uh-huh.
It happened in the early 1900s.
Okay. Wow. Fuck.
Some places, it was up until...
Don't say it.
Let's see, 1958.
Oh, what my
fuck?
God.
After my dad.
Wait, nope, that maybe just been when they found a photograph.
Okay, Jesus. Okay.
I'm going to say after my dad was born.
Yeah.
Whose call I did not pick up.
Just now. Does it say where they're doing this? I remember faintly Sweden in my head.
The Bronx Zoo. It was all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
insane. So
this actually says 1958, the World's Fair in 1958 had real like people shipped in from the Belgian Congo and were put on display.
Jesus.
Oh man.
In 1958.
Ugh. Racism is crazy. What a crazy thing it is.
That is insane.
What a crazy thing to say stuff from on your podcast.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But with the thing about European and different ideology about racism or different understanding or different sensitive spots about it, mm-hmm. whereas like Floyd at one point Connor referred to Floyd as boy, and it's like I think he definitely meant it in a derogatory sense, but I don't think he necessarily has the same racist implications as we do in America when a white person calls a black person boy.
He meant it to be disrespectful.
I don't think he meant it in that specific racist connotation. I'm not defending anything Connor has ever done. I'm just saying in this example.
I'm the guy that thinks Connor is good the time.
All the time he's good.
That's like the guys who love Connor McGregor, like, regardless of anything he does, are the same guys that are like, my favorite basketball players, Dirk Nowitzki, Luka Doncic, Larry Bird.
Yeah, all right, interesting.
Steve Nash.
I see a pattern.
Steve Kerr. And then they're like, why? They're just good. They're just really good.
Fundamentals. They
respect the game. They played the game how the game's supposed to be played.
Yeah, that kind of shit. So weird. Bronx Zoo. Man, who would have guessed? But so like there's been that so if you don't know, Comme des Garçons, a quite famous fashion house or brand in Europe.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere now, but I don't know where they started. Paris.
Yeah, Europe.
Some shit.
This was a Paris Fashion Week.
In Paris Fashion Week, they had a white male models with like these
cornrow wigs, lace front wigs,
and people are, you know, do you think at any point of it they're doing it to like get more? Attention? I don't know.
That's never out of my mind.
Really? Because the Gucci one was insane.
The turtleneck? So it was, but it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
It was in that it looked insane and was obviously comes from having no black people.
That's what, great point.
On the team. But it also was it was on other colors of garment.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, they don't really show you those when people are
No, people aren't mad at it being on a gray one.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
people are mad at on a black turtleneck because it looked like blackface.
It looked like menstrual shows.
Menstrual.
Did I say it wrong?
You're saying menstrual, like it's a period.
Yes, what is it?
Minstrel,
sorry. Okay.
No, it'd be funnier if it was menstrual because then the red on the blackface would be period blood. That's pretty funny.
There's another one, wasn't there?
There's always one. There's the H&M one. With the black kid in a hoodie. Something about saying a monkey.
And then there's a Prada one. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I don't remember the Prada one.
There was like a Prada blackface looking like logo thing.
Was it on shoes? It wasn't on shoes, was it?
I think it was a window display.
Oh,
let's see. Prada. I don't really like much of Prada's clothes. Window.
I like their
display,
but all the stuff I like of theirs is not worth it.
Right.
It's like a Prada jacket that looks like a Dickies jacket with a Prada logo on it.
Okay, yeah, this is pretty. Oh wow. Okay. So yeah, it's these window display looking toys. They're like just blackface with big red lips.
That's
like it's like insane. Like it's like a drawing.
It's
of
like a monkey. Kind of thing.
Man,
it's rough.
Wild. Yeah, I think you made the point perfectly where it's like, this is just, it just shows how few people of color just work here.
Work there.
No one's like, hey, real quick, don't do that.
Yeah. It's a mixture. I think it's a mixture of mostly having almost all white people on making decisions at fashion houses like this. And also the fact that they're European.
In the European, it's a combo. Because I bet there is, they obviously have one or two people, or I don't know, they have people of color, I'm sure, but I'm sure they're low enough on the ladder, they're like, I'm not fucking saying shit and getting in trouble and like making it seem like I'm the sensitive person of color on the staff.
Yeah.
And that's going to get, like, you know, yelled at or whatever. So I totally get that if someone
Which
does
sucks
because
it's like, that's what gets stuff changed.
Right.
But you don't want to be late. It's like the thing where it's like, you've already worked so hard to break into this, like, mostly white industry of, you know.
It's like the Chappelle, I think it's a Chappelle bit where his grandmother always tells him, like, you never want to be the first black person to do something.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that Chappelle? Man, But it's like a very funny bit. It's like, you, second or third. Nobody wants to be first.
Everyone knows Jackie Robinson. No one. Who's the second black guy to play baseball?
Had a much easier time, I bet, than Jackie did. Much smoother.
Fucking Ralph Easy Time. That's his fucking name.
So Mike and I are going to open our own modeling agency.
Yeah, I think so. Or fashion house.
With the sole intent of just not being racist.
We're a consulting firm.
That's what we are.
We're a racial. Two. Definitely white guy.
Definitely white guy.
One definitely white guy. One guy,
white presenting guy.
We are a racial.
Proudly presenting. No.
We are a racism consulting firm.
There you go.
That's what we do. You come in and they say, "Is the thing that we're doing racist?"
And you go, "The fact that you're here tells me that it is.
It's not great that you're here, but thank you."
It is. It's weird. Yeah, it's like it is and it isn't. Like the fact that you're here implies it's probably racist, but it also shows that you care to ask.
Yeah.
Which I think is the first step of growth.
And they're like, "All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to send models down the runway with an axe in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Is that racist?" And you're like, "What color are the models?" They're like, "All of them." And you're like, "Not racist."
Okay,
good.
No, yeah.
Fucking send them down.
Yeah.
And they're like, "All right, so we have 20 models, all of them black women, and we're going to paint big red." We're like, "Stop right there."
No.
Stop right there.
And we'll stop.
Don't do that.
And they go, "That's
what's
do that.
Don't do $25,000.
25 big ones in cash.
Yeah, wait, are we cash? We're a cash only business?
We're a cash only. Oh, absolutely, we're cash only. What's more racist than the man?
Two men.
And that's who works in the government.
And that's who we are. Wait.
Oh, no.
It's funny to be like, do you ever, when someone's like, you're trying to buy some shit, and they're like, "I'm sorry, it's a card minimum." I want to be like, look at me. Look at me. Fuck you.
Yeah.
The machine works all the time.
It works all the time.
It always works.
Bullshit. Give me.
I'm swiping.
Yeah.
Give me.
I remember in high school, my
Aaron Brockovich.
My American history teacher, who was probably the best teacher I've ever had in terms of like educational, not like instructor, but like teacher. He was very passionate and goes, he was talking about something. He's like, "Anytime you see a place that says no 50s or 100s, that is against the law."
Yeah.
"That is bullshit. They have to take your money." What they should be saying is, "Please, no, like we would ask you not to because we have low change, but like they have, it's legal tender." Yeah. "They have to take that money."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Hell yeah, stick it to the man, I guess." I don't know, whoever this person is behind a counter.
Listen, I'm not an American history teacher, but I am an American History X teacher.
Stacey Keach, he was in it.
I teach people that the movie exists.
That exists.
And
what's her name? That fucking girl in it who's also in The Waterboy?
Mila Jovovich.
No, it's not like,
no, I know.
Woman in American History.
I'm going to say right now, those two Googles in a row are not going to look great on you.
I know. Who's looking through my Google?
First of all.
Google?
Ralph Google.
Ralph J. Google.
Ralph J. Google. Second, Mr. NSA.
Mr. NSA.
Okay, look at her name. Don't say it.
Okay. You would never guess it.
Firuza Balk.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Firuza Balk.
Thank you.
What a name.
Do you think I'm not going to remember hot, horny, goth-looking woman with a gap tooth?
Yeah, dude, good point. Very hot, horny looking. Kind of like a cat.
Somebody.
The Craft, Almost Famous, Return to Oz. The
Water Jail or The Jail or The Wizard of?
It just has a title. I don't really. I kind of made it go away. But wow, what a babe! What a 90s babe!
Somebody tried to argue recently. I saw online
against you.
No. No one would ever argue against me online because I don't say anything smart enough to argue with.
Mm-hmm.
No one's gonna argue like, did you come at work or whatever?
Yeah, whatever
I fucking say on Twitter. But so people were talking about Adam Driver being like ugly hot. And somebody tried
to weird thing to say.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, listen, he's good looking.
He's just a guy.
He's fucking weird. Guy. Whatever. People like him. He's better looking than you, and he's more charming than you.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do about it? But somebody tried to say that that she was ugly hot like Adam Driver is.
No.
It's like, no, she's just hot.
She's just hot. She's just maybe a little bit unconventionally hot.
Yeah.
But hot.
Here's a question.
Uh-huh.
Can women
Be Ugly Hot?
Be Ugly Hot.
A great point. Hmm. I don't... Man, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I don't think... I've definitely never heard of anyone refer to a woman online as ugly hot.
Yeah. Because guys get it.
Because guys get it a lot.
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver. Me.
You. No.
You.
No.
Leif. Gets,
no. This is what we get.
Okay.
Hot?
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Ugly. But no, see, here's the
thing. At least I feel seen.
Okay, but if you're listening, you don't know which way I pointed.
Absolutely.
So you can make it up. Which way do you think I pointed?
Email us. Let us know.
Email us. Which way you think I pointed? Here's the thing.
Leif,
it's exactly
not
how you think it is. You 100%. Fucking bitch. But yeah, I don't know if...
I don't. I think it'd be
who could be?
Too,
who could it be?
Who could it be? Too negative, now? Or yeah, you'd get dragged on Twitter for saying that. I think immediately, like, don't you fucking say that?
Yeah,
that kind of stuff would happen. It's a tougher thing to say. Man, ugly hot. I'll start calling people that.
Don't. It's rude.
Oh yeah.
Hey, bitch! You're ugly hot.
Yeah, well, I mean, you said the bitch part, which I think makes
no, that's my impression of you talking to a woman.
That's true.
This
okay.
is how Diego talks to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, slut?
Damn it.
What's up, slut? You ugly hot and also not hot.
Mm-hmm.
Can just... I just say you also nailed his cadence?
Thank you.
Cadence is there.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
Flexion
up?
Is there.
What's up, slut? I don't read books. Let's come.
Damn it. It's almost like looking in a mirror. That sucks.
Yeah.
And for those of you at home, that's actually just Mike talking to himself.
Mm-mm. I read books. I just don't finish them.
Nobody starts a book better than Mike.
Dude, oh my God, dude. I've got fucking thousands of receipts shoved in the first 18 pages of books in my room. Unbelievable amount.
It's very useful.
Dude, I use so many receipts as bookmarks.
And then really? It fucking... I like when a receipt... is a bookmark for so long it just becomes a blank piece of paper.
Yeah.
And you still
like,
haven't
something.
And you still haven't finished the book. You're like, what did I buy at a Costco?
Oh yeah.
We have a decent amount of questions. I think we just should get started now and
yeah.
then just see how the episode progresses and how we speak.
Okay.
How we speak, how we you know, get
how
to
I
it.
Speak.
How I speak.
Goodly.
Uh-huh. First one.
Oh.
Sorry.
I think ugly hot.
Uh-huh.
Is that just a new way to say homely?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
That's a homely woman.
That bitch homely.
That bitch homely.
This isn't pointing at anyone, right? I can move it. Okay, I'm moving this one.
Man, this bitch, mm-hmm. that
oh,
bitch
yeah,
so ugly.
Okay.
She apartmently.
There you go. Yeah. Co-op-ly.
She condo-ly. Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza. Yeah, these all. I think homely's an appropriate.
Or a handsome woman.
Oh, dude.
You ever seen that?
I heard. What's the beautiful model who
Me.
Had a runway show? What was that? A project? Not Project Runway. The other one. The Next Top Model.
Tyra Banks?
Tyra Banks called one of the models handsome. She goes, I know this is going to sound hurtful in a way, but just you're a very handsome woman. And I find handsome women very attractive.
Because
of it's
your,
closer to a man.
Because it's so close to a man you mm-hmm. can touch it.
Uh-huh.
It's so close. It's so close to a guy I can smell it.
No, I like handsome women. I like handsome women to have a little more stronger features sometimes. I mean, I like a lot of women. But
I like a beautiful man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, beautiful men.
Like a...
Handsome women. Beautiful non-binary. Whatever it is, just let me get a handful.
As long as you're good looking.
Exactly.
If you're not good
Ugh.
Looking, I'll still have sex with you. But I'll be mad about it.
I won't tell as many people?
I won't. So here's the thing. When I have sex with someone... I usually tell Diego and like two other people.
Uh-huh.
But if you're a homely, if you're ugly hot, I'll only tell Diego.
Yeah.
He's still going to know.
I'm still going to find out. Okay. First question's from Wawa Goth. Wawa Goth.
Okay. I'd love a Sheets emo in there.
Oh, there you go. Get that in there.
Okay. Get it?
Not sure if it's been asked before, but Beyond Meat or Impossible?
Impossible.
Meat. I like both.
Impossible.
I think I lean towards Impossible, but I get Beyond Burger. Four Beyond Burgers a week because they're much easier to purchase.
They're much easier
to find. They're Whole Foods.
They're
at a lot of different stores.
Available.
I still haven't seen Impossible Patties anywhere.
Have you seen The Ground?
I think I've seen The Ground.
Interesting.
I'm like, I want the.
What is the difference? I just learned that they are different. In my head, I just when I read it, I was like, oh, they're the same thing. That's
I think
all.
The big difference is that Impossible has heme.
okay,
which quote unquote bleeds and has a little more of a metallic taste, which is what meat tastes like. So it's a little more satiating.
Okay.
But Beyond Burger is a little bit thicker.
Awesome. Thank you, Diego.
Okay, no problem. All right, next question from...
Man, we're fucking flying through these questions.
That was just the first one. How much more am I going to talk about? There's literally one question.
I don't know, man.
Apologize.
No. We could talk about it for longer.
Go ahead. Say some shit then, motherfucker.
I like the impossible better.
Where do you like to get it from?
I like to get it from Qdoba. I like to get it from...
Qdoba. Oh, yeah. We literally just ate there. Yeah, but I'm thinking burger. Sorry. Qdoba, which is the poor man's Chipotle, or rich man's Chipotle. No, poor man's.
Probably poor man's.
They have impossible ground meat for their burritos, and it's a fucking game changer. I can't go back.
And they don't charge more for guacamole.
They don't charge more for guac. And then sometimes they accidentally sprinkle a little cheese in your burrito, and you get to enjoy that.
And you get to eat it.
You get to eat that.
It was so funny how much... The woman today wanted to just put whatever she wanted
in
your burrito.
Yeah, I'm like, are you hungry? She kept fucking up my burrito and reaching for things. I'm like, listen,
no.
I didn't say those words.
She had a handful of wet queso.
Oh my God.
She's like, just sprinkle it on there.
Use the ladle if you're going to do that.
Yeah. I don't think anything ever looks worse to me than the skin on top of the queso at a restaurant.
Stir
you're like, no
seconds.
Fucking way. But I love the skin on top of a chocolate pudding.
Oh, I don't.
I do.
I don't like it.
Give me.
I don't like it.
Listen. Everyone that listened, no. It's not about that.
Okay,
it's not about
go,
the chocolate pudding.
Go.
First of all, I'm trying to fill space on this podcast.
Why? We're doing fine.
We're not doing fine. We're fucking 4.5 minutes in. We're already 9 questions down. We've already talked about blackface a lot. It's not great, man.
We're not supporting. You can talk about things and not support them.
What?
I talk about you all the time.
I talk about beautiful breasts. And I would never support them. I want them to fucking wag around.
No, I'm very anti-bra.
Wag the tits. When I see two tits, I say, wag the dog, honey.
I'm not Pacino, bitch, because I want to see them tits wag.
And I think that means don't wear a bra.
I like a Lucy in the summer.
Dude, I like a Lucy any season.
Mm-hmm.
A winter Lucy?
Just a Lucy in a t-shirt? Oh, my God.
Well, what about a tank top? You get a little, side view mirror?
Dude, I'm already hard. I like all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, very good.
I also like the... I truly didn't have anything else to say.
Next question from Metal X Mama X Knit X.
Yeah.
Love the pod, guys. If you were to have kids...
Thank you. Which... yeah. Okay, love the pod.
Yeah, who doesn't love the pod?
Yeah.
Of course you love the pod.
We all
every question starts with that.
We all love the pod.
I'm going to say that over every question.
I hate the pod.
I hate the pod.
Enemy of the pod here.
A vicious enemy of the pod. If you were to have kids, which gender would you excel at fathering? I will go first because Mike is eating. I think I would be a phenomenal father for any gender. Since I was raised and am consider myself a man, I think I would have a much easier time raising a boy because I, in reflection, could see how certain things my father did benefited me and how certain things could have benefited me more. I think I have a pretty healthy grasp of masculinity, and I would love to share that with a child, or my son. I think I'd be much better with a. I think I would be better with a boy, but I think I'd be a phenomenal father either way. Jesus Christ.
I demand my children be non-binary, and I will be an absent father.
So why would they...
I demand it?
Okay, but why would they listen if you're not going to be there?
It's their choice,
mm-hmm.
But I demand it.
What thing do you have a memory of like your dad doing a really good job at being a dad, like a moment? Oh, Mike's crying.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what sexual act I'm going to pretend my father did.
Yeah.
Did he suck me off? Did he jerk me off?
I remember.
Did he fuck my ass?
I didn't learn how to ride a bike. I didn't try to learn how to ride a bike until I was like 9, which I think is a little bit older than most kids. Yeah,
probably a couple
my
years.
My brother already knew how to ride a bike. And we went to Walmart.
But he's older than you.
My brother's older than me. Good point. I didn't thought about that. so stupid.
I was 12 when my brother could drive. I don't know what that was about. Well, my older brother could drive a car legally.
Amazing.
That'll get
but
it.
My dad, we went to Walmart, and he got us bikes for some reason. I think he wanted us to ride. He rode bikes a lot in Colombia. I think he was like almost a professional cyclist in Colombia. And I didn't know how to ride a bike, and I was terrified. And the entire summer, he would just make me get on the bike and jog behind me with his hand on my back until I fucking figured it out. And, like, for weeks, like,
yeah,
a long time, until I learned how to bike. He taught me how to ride
stuff like that. It's always like, number one, that's like what a dad is supposed to do.
Sure.
But two, do you think it's almost a little bit of him being like, I'm not going to have the fucking son who doesn't know how to ride a bike.
Sure, but that's a good, it's a competitive thing that kind of helps you do. So I think a lot of times it's not what you do, it's why you do it.
I have a secret girlfriend because I want to.
Yes. There you go. See? And that means you're a good guy.
Because I want to have sex with them also.
Yes. I like having sex, so I get it.
What?
Dude, hold on.
One second.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
So, because it's my penis going in a person.
What the fuck?
No, the whole thing goes in.
Even the balls?
Hold on a second, bitch. I'm going to pull that open a little more.
Lube it up.
Oh, that's fucking painful. You have an actual answer, or you're never going to be genuine and ever?
Nah, dude, never. Okay. No. When was my dad a good dad?
Or an example of him. Now you don't have to be like, he never was.
No, he was my dad was a good dad.
Yeah.
As I say, looking off into the distance with tears in my eye. I don't know. It's just a thing where it's like, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have forgotten most of my childhood.
Okay.
I don't know if I've blocked it out or just chosen to push it out for other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't really know other stuff either.
Yeah, so I'm like, what?
So what?
Your mind opens the door and just like, what, the crickets?
I'm like fucking making room for nothing. Oh, there's a shipment coming in soon, I swear.
Yeah.
No, fucking nothing.
You don't have to have an answer.
He's a good dad.
Okay.
He made me hold a flashlight while he fixed the car.
That's great, Mike. Any fucking broken person.
No!
Man. He's a nice guy. Insane, you don't have an answer.
I don't know, but like...
An example of your father doing something that you remember and hold near and dear to you.
Okay, so we were on vacation once, and we would go. So sometimes instead of Christmas presents for the family, my grandparents, they would like find like a house, like a vacation house, and rent it, and then be like, everyone come to the vacation house for a week, and so we had one. It was like close enough to the beach that we could walk to it.
Oh, cool.
And it was, like, out at the end of Long Island. And my dad had me go down there and watch, a lightning storm over the water with him.
Whoa.
Because he was like, I don't know, it looks cool. He's probably fucking zooted out of his mind.
Sure,
fucking
sure.
High as shit. But he's like, fucking come look at it.
That's sick.
That was nice.
That's great. Yeah, I love that answer.
We'd go fishing.
That's great. There you go.
I don't think, but, oh, so I was having this conversation with someone.
Who?
I don't know. You might have been there.
Oh, good.
But I was talking about how my dad doesn't have any interests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think my dad has any interests. And then they asked me if he would go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, my dad and I would go fishing, but I don't think my dad particularly likes it.
Yeah.
I think he just wanted to spend time with me.
It's just a default dad spending time with my kid, like playing catch.
Yeah. And he's like, this fucking kid's never going to play catch. He sucks shit.
I keep busting his fucking mouth open with a baseball.
Fucking keeps putting the glove on his head.
Hey, like, it's pretty funny, right?
It's a hat. It's like a hat, but it's not. A fucking fun bit. But yeah, we would go. So we'd go fishing like fucking early.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have been too happy to be up at 6 a.m.
No.
But that's when you're supposed to go fishing.
That's when you go fishing because fish got a busy day.
They got to get to work. The fish factory. They're like, what are we making? They're like,
oh, shit.
More fish?
Interesting. It's like,
oh, that's fun. Like sex.
Mm-hmm. Cool Bloom asks, what should I order at Toad Style? Also, what movie would you say was peak Sandman? Okay, this is two very good questions.
Okay. First of all, whatever you're getting, get it to go.
Get it to go. It's a difficult environment sometimes.
Unbelievable.
Very loud music. I enjoy the... they used to have a mushroom banh mi. And oyster mushroom banh mi. Now it's something else.
Eggplant?
I think eggplant or something like that, which I don't love eggplant in comparison to mushrooms. But I like the jackfruit. The
barbecue
jackfruit sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I get some cheese fries.
Love the cheese fries.
And
I'm trying to think.
Fried pickles are pretty good from my memory. I think. Here's what I think about fried pickles.
Yeah.
They fry the spears.
Chip.
I think you should chip them.
Chip it.
Chip it. Now, the less liquid to hold, so it's easier to eat. Those are my favorite things. Tote style.
Chip it.
If you don't live in New York City or specifically Bushwick or Bed-Stuy, Tote Style is a very good vegan restaurant run and owned by my friend Jill, who we used to work together in the Upper East Side at a vegan restaurant called Blossom in 2009? Yeah, 2009, 2010. Real sweetheart of a woman. And Ian, her partner, they own, it's a very, very cool restaurant. They also own the restaurant across the street.
The bagel place across the street.
Bagel, right? Coffee place across the street, which was, what was it? Do you remember what it's called?
No, brother.
Terms of Endearment or some shit like that? Or no, not Terms of Endearment. To Have and To Hold? I don't know. What?
To Have
it
to.
It's across the street if you want a coffee. It's there. Yeah. Go there. They're great. I love them so much.
I'm trying to remember what the fuck I get. I feel like I change up what I get a little.
You change
time.
Up what you get. You're a changer upper. But.
The gyro is pretty good. I like that.
Okay.
I like a, let's see. I'm looking.
I didn't say anything.
I'm looking at the menu.
I think you're taking too long to answer this question.
I think I'm. Oh, yeah. I like that cowgirl burger with the onion rings.
Oh, yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I should have known. I should have read the menu or context clues or anything. But I got that they have the mozzarella stick fried, grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a mozzarella stick at all.
Oh, no, it's a Hearts of Palm.
It's fried Hearts of Palm.
Right.
But
that's not what this is.
That's not a mozzarella stick.
It's different.
That's a Hearts of Palm grilled cheese.
Which is interesting, and I don't know if I would order it, but it's interesting.
Because they have the mozzarella stick grilled cheese at one of the greatest restaurants ever to exist.
What's that?
Denny's,
absolutely. Which movie? Oh, fuck, I gotta see it.
You didn't even answer the thing about the Sandman.
I'm doing it right now. I'm asking right now. I'm saying the words for it. No.
A different question.
Apologize.
No.
which movie do you think? Oh, cool. Is peak Sandman?
But what?
So we have to make some distinctions of what is or is not peak Sandman. In my opinion, peak Sandman is, we saw Adam Sandler, is just post SNL. I think that's when he was most his most. Adam Sandler. So my opinion, peak Sandler is Billy Madison.
Okay. So
is it my favorite Adam Sandler movie? No. Is it peak Sandler? I think that's peak Sandler.
I don't know, though. I think I
of course you don't know. There's no real one. It's not a
fact. I think I disagree with the entire thesis that you have.
That's fine.
Yeah. Which is the... Again, just trying to fill time.
Just stop saying that.
I know, I'm just saying it because it makes you upset. So, if peak Sandman, are we talking the most Adam Sandler movie? Are we talking best performance?
No, I think it's Adam Sandler is purist.
But purist isn't peak.
I think that's what peak means.
No, I think peak is most highly
popular.
Skilled or effective.
Because
you could be at your sexual... Prime. I think prime and peak are the same thing. So you could be your sexual prime.
I have sexual peak. Amazon peak.
Yeah,
Amazon peak.
Yeah, your sexual peak is about 4.5 inches. Skinny, you fucking freak. But I think, so like you could be in your sexual prime.
Uh-huh.
Whatever age you are.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean it's your most popular.
Okay.
You know?
Sure. Okay. My answer is Billy Madison.
Okay. I think mine is Punch Drunk Love.
Okay.
I think it's the best performance he's ever given.
I agree to that.
I think it was a shock almost to people.
Oh, yeah. It was. I think it was his first time really doing drama.
But it's still like a pretty funny movie.
Kind of.
I think all Paul Thomas Anderson movies are...
A little funny.
Are funny.
Yeah.
But I think...
Undertones of comedy, but
yeah,
like...
Weird.
I mean, the what's the fucking guy's... died at Starbar, the actor. Not at Starbar.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. He died at Starbar?
Kind of... Starbar was kind of like a thing that happened because of the people there kind of introduced drugs again to his life.
No.
Yeah.
No, let's talk about this. Let's fucking...
I don't know that many facts.
Let's do some libel.
I don't know.
Let's do some libel and defamation.
Well, they're closed now as a bar, so you can say what the fuck you want.
Starbar's closed?
Yeah.
Since when?
Last week, I think.
No.
Yes. What
did somebody else die there?
I don't think so.
That's the place where one of the most embarrassing things in my life has ever happened to me.
Oh, did you go on stage?
First of all,
that one was
fuck
good.
You.
Uh-huh.
That was a good one.
Thanks, man.
Second of all, well, one time I did call an Uber on stage there.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
Yeah. Because I had to get to another show and it was running so late, and I told the crowd I was calling an Uber while I was on stage.
That's great.
And they didn't like it.
Who gives a
I
shit?
I thought it was hilarious.
It's very funny.
That was the turn of events that made me late to when you and Zach came to see me that night at the way station.
Got it. Yes. Oh, yeah. You were very frustrated.
I was losing my mind. But I think we were there to watch a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there, and I was like, trying to be nice, just trying to be nice,
uh-huh.
and to support the venue that is having a live comedy show.
Uh-huh.
And I famously do not drink alcohol.
Yeah.
So I go up to the bar, and I was like, I see on their menu, I'm like, let me get a chips and salsa.
Uh-huh.
$3. Small investment.
Sure. Still helping.
Still helping. A little snack.
Uh-huh.
I was a little peckish, okay. but not hungry.
Sure.
So I was like,
couple cows here.
Chips and salsa. That's a fun little snack. Mm-hmm. You can share.
You're easy to share.
And what they did was ID me.
Uh-huh.
They asked me for my ID.
Uh-huh.
Because I was in a bar. And I did not have an ID because for years, I was ID-less.
Uh-huh. Notoriously ID-less.
Notorious.
ID. Don't got it. That's me. Just trust me. What's under my foot?
I don't know. It sounds like a screwdriver. Why are you mad at that?
I'm not. I'm confused where we are in... I feel like we're answering a question.
We were answering a Peak Sandman, and I'm talking about how they asked me to leave... the bar.
For ordering chips and salsa.
For ordering chips and salsa.
I'm really sick of the IDing thing. I'm
Look
so sick of it.
Look at me.
Look at me.
There's no way.
Look at me.
A 21-year-old could do this much damage to a body.
No.
There's no way.
Look at my face.
Look at me.
Go
I have 30 years of sadness on my face.
It's I'm covered in tattoos. I'm gonna fuck a 20-year-old.
Look at it.
Go fuck yourself.
Look at
man.
It.
I have two credit cards. Come on.
I don't.
I know, but you have different things. You have glasses that don't do anything.
They
rings.
Do something. They do something.
Philip Seymour Hoffman
they
is great in it.
And he died at Star
no,
Bar.
No, fuck you. Yeah, he's great in that movie. Okay, so I think we answered that question differently, and I think that's fine.
Man, it's so funny, though. Every time I think of one of my favorite movies, Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it. I think he's in three
fantastic.
Of my favorite movies.
Yeah, he's in
Punch-Drunk Love.
Punch-Drunk Love, Master.
The Master, and Happiness.
And Happiness. And yeah. Love Liza. You ever seen Love, Liza? Don't make a joke. Just answer the question.
No.
I see your brain trying to figure out a joke part.
No.
Okay. It's so sad. It's a movie.
It's about Liza Minnelli.
It's about Liza Minnelli. How much he loves her.
Is it about? He's just there singing with a fucking wig on.
Yeah. Yeah. He's his wife passes away.
His wife.
Yes.
Passes away.
Uh-huh. And he
to death.
To death. Passes away to the other side.
She passes away to death. Okay.
And he becomes addicted to sniffing, huffing.
Nasonex?
No. The RC planes? That gasoline.
Kerosene?
I don't know. It's not kerosene. It's like gasoline for
it comes
planes.
In like a can.
No. It's like pink in a jug.
Okay.
But it's a very good movie. It's so fucking sad.
I didn't know anything about that.
Kathy Bates, I think, is her mom, and they like have a relationship. Like, they're not a relationship, but like
they are still connected after
yes.
her death.
Yeah. It's so good.
That's great.
As I was going in high school, I went through a big IFC phase, and like I'm only watching like art house films.
Yeah.
And I had like a big list, and I was like,
so what were they showing then? So
on
this
IFC?
Like 2005.
This no, this
2002.
Yeah, 2003, 2002, 2004 is when I was watching most of. What were they what were they showing? Man.
Movies, mostly.
Mostly movies. And movies that were independent, so they didn't have a big production house behind them. Man, what do I remember watching? I remember watching, like, Reservoir Dogs on it, which is still not barely, I don't think it was technically indie. Love, Liza, I remember being a big one. I really punched a lot of fucking information out of my head.
Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see this list you had.
I had a big list.
I would have loved to see that.
On paper of movies. And I'd like, I want to see this. And like when it would show, I'd fucking watch it and I'd rate it. I'd give little stars.
Like tangible letterboxed.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd write it down. Man, I wish I could remember. I'll try and think of them, but I can't remember.
All of them are like, me like movie, smiley face.
Literally, basically that.
One star. And you're like, what?
Okay, next question. All right, these are the same. It's two questions from the same person. Father, son, Jordan Gross. do you? I'm gonna sneeze. Pardon me.
I covered it up by screaming.
This is a quick answer. Do you know how to cook eggplant? Not really. If so, tell me how. Fucking saute it. I don't know.
Bread it.
Bread it and fry
eggplant
it.
Eggplant parmesan.
And her second question was:
make sure it's dry.
Okay.
So it's not slimy.
Okay. Have you tried all the flavored Diet Cokes? Which are worth the people's time? I haven't. Mike?
No.
No. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do
but
that.
But I'm not particularly drawn to them.
Right.
No, I'm definitely not sure. But yeah, because they're all like, it's like ginger and you're like, nah.
Orange.
Blood orange. And they're like, yeah. They're like, it's like cherry. It's like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't
lime,
tried.
Like, yeah. All
right, we'll try them and do a video of it or something. Okay, this is a question.
Someone sent us a question.
Yes.
Interesting.
La 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 Lauren
okay.
asked, stance on restaurants, i.e. Hooters, Twin Peaks, Tilted Kilt.
Huh.
Not a lot of vegan options.
Yeah, very.
Not a lot of vegan options.
And if we're being honest, not a lot of breast.
Oh, yeah.
Not a huge amount of breast going on in the restaurants.
I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Here's what I hate about him. At Hooters, the tights.
Oh, under. Yeah, yeah. Let
they
me see your legs.
Weird.
Legs.
They look weird.
Yeah, yeah. Wearing like a spats.
Nude,
like a jiu-jitsu nude spats.
Nude tights.
Yeah. I went to a Hooters when I was in Florida a couple months ago. My brother and my sister and her boyfriend, when we were like in between, like waiting for something. It was raining. And we're like, oh, yeah. Just fucking pop in here and have some french fries. And my thing, the thing I like to do is when someone is like wearing something they want you to like notice or look at, I just don't look at it.
Yeah.
So when I was talking to the server, I'm just like giving like
hard
fighter
eye hard.
Like I'm gonna fight you eye contact. Like
yeah.
I'm not looking at your fucking tits. How about that?
Put the tits out?
Yeah. They're like in those tank tops or little shirts. But I'm just like,
here's the thing. You technically can't not hire someone because they have small breasts.
Sure.
How do they get around that at Hooters?
I think women who have smaller breasts don't want to work at a place that would the whole point about it, because you're gonna disappoint quote unquote dumb guys who go there for big tits.
I think the point of the restaurant is friendship.
Okay, why would you say that? Why would you say that right now?
Because everyone knows the only two animals in the animal kingdom capable of deep, meaningful friendships: humans and owls. And
boo.
Let me finish.
Oh, okay.
And that is why the owl is the mascot of the restaurant Hooters.
Oh. Because of the friendship capabilities.
Because of the friendship capabilities. And they hoot
when they make a friend.
To signify friendship.
Oh, okay.
And they're called Hooters because they are animals that hoot.
That's great. Do you have to tip more there? No, right?
No.
Should you tip? Do they expect you to tip more because their tits are kind of out?
I think they expect you to.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I want this.
Pussies out.
a crotchless restaurant.
The tables are very low.
The tables are plexiglass.
Okay.
You can see through them.
Okay. The floors are mirrored.
And the floors are mirrored.
Ew.
No. So you have a fork.
Uh-huh.
But the fork has an extendable little mirror that you use to like see underneath a car or like
yeah,
around
yeah, yeah,
a corner.
Yeah, when they say there's bombs underneath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that for a woman's vagina.
Jesus Christ.
Or
yeah.
A man's asshole.
Or a man's asshole.
You can see a man's asshole or penis.
People
there.
Like to see men's assholes and penises, apparently.
I feel like there's industries built upon it.
What's industry?
Steel.
Yeah, it's Great American Steel. Mm-hmm. I wonder. It's so close. Oh, man, is this rude?
Yes.
It's so close to being a exotic dancer.
No, I think that's exactly. That's not rude.
Okay.
I think that's exactly it.
It's so close to it, but I don't think you make anywhere near as amount of money.
I think it depends.
Yeah, I guess so. Dude, how could we make the restaurant business more efficient? Private rooms.
Okay.
So that there's a little more feeling of the thing, something could happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you go in there and you just have a little table to yourself to eat your wings.
Yeah. Hmm. You know how there's some ramen places that the it's like a little cubicle and the things like that.
But there's a cutout. There's two holes.
But it's two holes. Peep show.
Okay.
Like a New York, a Times Square peep show. While you have
put
food.
In a quarter.
Yeah, I don't want to eat and be horny. That's a thing. That's what it is about me.
You don't want to eat and be horny.
I don't
at
like
the same
mixing
time.
Those two things.
You don't like mixing business and pleasure.
Uh huh. And my business is getting horny.
Wait.
No. Pleasure's eating.
Wait, no, that's not what I was thinking.
I don't give a shit.
I was thinking the opposite of that.
All right. Hmm.
So, I think it's the thing where it's the ramen restaurant where you put your hands through and they give you the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a hole for their tits.
Okay. Like a glory hole for tits?
They just push their tits in while they give you the ramen.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Let's switch it. What would be the name of a restaurant for men God. Servers who are wearing like gray sweatpants that are wet for some reason? Hogs?
It has to be like Whole Hog. And it'd be a barbecue place.
Why does it be Whole? Oh, W-H.
Because Hogs just sound. No, W-H. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Whole Hogs.
And it's a barbecue place.
Frank McDixter's?
No.
Stop knowing. Yes, and.
Okay. Yes, and I think it should be different. Because I think you're going to.
Chuck E. Two Balls?
You're going to on the nose.
Sure, and I'll backpedal.
Okay. Big Hard Penis and Sons. How about that?
No issues with erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And wings.
Viag, what? The restaurant.
Little Blue Restaurant.
Yeah.
It's
little. It's blue. It's different.
That's what the fucking Wayne's World ad should be about. Man. How about this? Lauren, do me a favor and send us some. I'm curious to what are some of the difficulties or annoyances of working at a restaurant.
Do you think this person works at a restaurant?
They do. I know.
They do?
Yeah. I'm curious who asked that question and I looked. Looks like they work at a restaurant.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing about the tilted kilt.
I don't even know what that is.
Irish themed.
Ew.
Are you trying to show me your asshole? Scottish themed, I guess it'd be. Kilt.
Oh, it's tilted up.
Tilted up so you can see their asshole.
Uh-huh.
Or pussy.
Or pussy. And if you can see the asshole, you can kind of see both.
It's a real two-for-one special.
It's so close. It's wild how close the asshole and the pussy are.
So, I don't remember what it was called.
Poor design. That's what it's called to my
head. Yeah. So there was, you know, those like a million people have had jokes about them, but like goofy sexual positions.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There was one that my friends and I don't know if we made it up or just talk about it,
uh-huh.
But it was one because, you know, there's only like a thin little membrane between the anus
Crazy
and the
thin.
Vagina.
Yeah.
So you have anal sex
mm-hmm.
with a woman
mm-hmm.
and then you.
You can do that with women?
That's what I've read. And then you put your as many fingers as you can.
Two.
Into her vagina.
Oh, four.
And try to jack yourself off. Or like touch, you know, as much
try
as
and
you
touch
can.
It. Yeah, you can touch it a little bit.
As much as you can. Because I figure that's easier than the inverse, than trying to put as many fingers
Absolutely.
As you can into a woman's asshole.
It depends on the woman, hey.
Depends so on the finger.
Depends on the finger.
And depends on the asshole.
Depends on the day of the week. Sometimes there's a high humidity, and it makes it difficult.
Loosens up.
I ain't gonna have to use the bathroom.
Yeah,
Leif, question for you. This one is from Nicholas. Wait, hold on. Nicholas Tarazuli? Tarazuli?
Yeah, sure.
He wants to know, what kind of shampoo do you use on the weekends?
What type of shampoo on the weekends? Just the weekends? I think it's called a Cure.
Shut the fuck up, Leif. Yeah, go fuck yourself. The question was, ask Leif a question and hit him with the shut the fuck up Leif button.
Ooh.
So no one gives a shit what kind of shampoo
you use. All right, there you go.
Hit him again. Hit him again. Just hit him a couple times for Nicholas. Nicholas Big Dog.
Big Dick Nick.
It's Big Dick Nick on the Sunday.
On a Big Dick Sunday.
Sean McGett asks. Shut the fuck up. What are you doing? Got my eyelid split at BJJ and have a hot date this week. Hide it or embrace it.
Blowjob.
God
journey.
Damn it. Don't do it. Don't do that. Apologize.
Blowjob journey.
I'm a black belt. I'm a professor of jiu-jitsu. You have to respect my profession.
This is the only world in which you could be a professor.
I know. Professor beating that ass. That's right. MD.
Professor, one big nut, one little nut.
Who told you that?
Yeah. Dude.
Dude, for sure. I mean, embrace it in the sense of don't hide it, but don't like lean in and like talk about it.
I think
it
you should
right
walk
away.
In like with both fingers pointing at it.
Hey. Here, yeah, I would say don't like put makeup over it or like hide it with a big bandage. Like make sure it's covered in whatever needs to be healed. But she's going to ask. They're going to ask. Sorry, I assumed. That person's going to ask something probably. And you just answer honestly. But I think that I think when anyone does anything that they're enthusiastic about, especially if it's vaguely fringe, that's attractive. That's inherently attractive. When someone's like, oh, I'm doing this thing. It's not the most comfortable thing in the world. It's physical. It's cerebral. It's challenging. That's an attractive quality in a person. That's my opinion.
I have two courses of action that I've been thinking of.
Hey, what's that?
Number one, eye patch on the good eye. Really highlight the fucked
up
one.
Yeah, you just got to talk about it now.
Number two, sit down. Make sure it's at a facing each other at a table. I would prefer a long wooden table.
Okay, like the way that...
But not like in the way that like in a movie when like a rich person, like the kid's sitting on the far end and the adults are sitting on the other end.
George Clooney of Batman when he has a date with a blonde woman, they're like very far away.
No. I'm saying like a long table, but you're still...
What's Tom Cruise's wife from the 90s called?
Katie Holmes?
90s. Australian woman.
Nicole Kidman.
They're
she's
what?
A redhead.
Okay.
I don't know. She could be blonde.
I think she's blonde in most of the movies.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you're correct in terms of what she was born.
Uh-huh.
But I think she goes by blonde, which I appreciate. A lot of redheads do that. They just go blonde and no one says anything. And embrace who you are. Don't be ashamed. I like it.
I think she has red hair in... Eyes Wide Shut?
Yeah, I think she has red hair
when she wears the little
fucking
tank top
hot.
With the no bra.
You know, that scene went on for like... They shot it for like... hours to the point where Kubrick wanted them to actually go like kind of like upset crazy.
Yeah.
So that it felt more real.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Also, the moon landing was fake. So the course of action. The first one is eye patch on the good eye. The second one is you sit down at the long wooden table, but on like the short, like you're on the short ends, close to each other, and you sit down and go, I will answer any question except about the eye.
That's fun. Yeah.
I will answer any question you have except about the eye.
Please don't bring it up and don't look at it.
It's sensitive for me, and I would appreciate it if you wouldn't bring up the eye.
It's fun. There's nothing that somebody likes more on a first date than a lot of caveats on the conversation.
Hey.
Hey.
What'd I say about the eye?
Yeah,
I think that's fun.
That's very fun.
What's the... What's the rudest someone's been to you on a first date?
The rudest someone's been to
me? Or like, I'm asking this like I have a big answer and I'm just, I don't.
I've
or like, what's like the worst? Not the worst, but like the most you've been like, fuck this.
I think someone made a thing about like Hispanic. It's vaguely racist about Hispanic. I can't remember what it was.
But you love that kind of stuff.
I love when I say it. And when you say it.
Yeah, when I say it.
And that's it.
Okay.
Man, I've been pretty lucky. Like, I don't think I've had that many bad dates where it's like that, like cringy bad.
Yeah.
Well, I had bad dates where I'm like, oh, we don't have any chemistry.
Yeah.
One time this woman was like, got to the date like high on something, not weed. Like, she just felt real weird.
Yeah.
And I just fucking sent her home. I'm like, oh, you need to be home. You need to be fucking in bed or some shit.
Yeah.
That's about it. But it's like nothing too like, interesting, unfortunately.
I, one time I was... out. I was just like out.
Mm-hmm.
Like told people I was gay. Like out. No, but I was like I was at somebody's birthday party or something at you ever been to that place? I think Leif had his birthday party once there. The Call Box?
I don't think so.
It's this bar like
oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's this bar like underneath the highway in Greenpoint, basically. And it's definitely like it looks like a Polish family's house.
Uh-huh.
And feels like you're in a Polish family's house.
Okay.
Because they're upset that you're there.
Yeah.
They don't like that you're there.
They really are.
They really hate that you're there.
Weird.
It really just seems like they want their family and police officers to be there.
Okay.
And, like, that's it. And it's, like, one of the only places where I'm like, why are you patting me down to go into this bar?
Aggressively, too.
They really pat you down, and then there's, like, family photos inside.
Insane.
It's insane.
As soon as I went into that bar, because I like, me and a couple people were like, oh, let's have our birthday there. I was like, sure, that's fine. As soon as I got there, I was like, oh, I regret all of this.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, it was aggressive.
I don't know why it became, like...
We're in Greenpoint.
It's literally, like, on... Do you know where the McDonald's is?
Yes.
Behind that, like, towards Williamsburg. Like, literally... You could walk
the McDonald's next to Meeker.
Yeah, so it's like behind that. You ever see? You ever ride? You know where
exactly
the statue of the Captain Morgan
exactly
is?
I know exactly what it is. Yeah,
outside
orange awning.
Yeah,
yeah. It looks like a sports bar.
Yes,
yes.
That spot.
I used to live a block away from that.
No TVs there. maybe a TV. Like maybe one. Not a sports bar.
Oh, it's so funny.
But and they have like a dance floor, but it really takes a lot of. Action to get people on it.
Weird.
It's really weird. It's an odd spot. But for some reason, that was like the comedian birthday party spot for like 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
Anyway, so I was there one night and I was leaving. And then this was when I was like really fucking on like apps, like a lot.
Yeah.
And this woman that I'd given her my number or whatever. And she texts me and she's like, hey, I'm like out right now. Do you want to meet up? And I was like, I'd like to have sex, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't say that bluntly, but... So I walked... She was like, oh, I'm at the... What's that spot? The Anchored Inn.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I think it was at the time where a friend of mine was working there. So I was like, all right, man, if worse comes to worse, I'll see...
2 to 1, yeah.
I'll see Marty or whatever, and then I'll fucking keep going. And I get there, and the woman who I'm meeting up with was so unbelievably drunk.
Oh, shit.
Like, so drunk that it was hard for me to look at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, almost fell off her seat a couple times.
Jesus.
But, like, so drunk. So I was, like, sitting there, like, what's my responsibility here? Because she was already out.
Are her friends there? She's by herself?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I ask very little.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there. And then I just look at her and I go, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. I'll be right back.
That's very fun.
A thing I've never done.
Never, yeah.
And then I go outside, and I, like, look at my phone, and I look around, and I go, like, I'm pretty close to the train. I just left.
Yeah.
Just walked away.
Yeah, I get that. And that woman turned out to be Barack Obama.
A funny thing, though.
Oh, please. Finally.
So that woman,
yeah.
I assume, had a roommate. Like most people in New York City do.
Sure, sure.
And one day, a friend of ours, I don't feel like I want to say their name, was like, oh, this girl I've been seeing, found out I'm a comedian. She asked if I knew you. And I said, yeah. And she was like, oh, he, like, ghosted me. And I found out it was that woman.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I can't.
It's not ghosting.
It was she was so drunk. But I was like, and he was like, did you do that? And I went, no, I lied.
Yeah.
I lied and said I didn't do it.
Interesting.
Because that's embarrassing.
Why? No, it's not.
It's a little embarrassing.
No, it's not.
It's kind of cowardly.
No, it isn't.
To just leave?
Yeah, no, it isn't.
To say I'm going to leave?
No.
It's not cowardly?
I don't think it's cowardly. Nah, like,
right,
fuck
I'm fucking back in.
No.
Yeah, she was so drunk that I was like, it's like, if I have sex with her, that's like
assault.
That's
wrong. That's
assault.
That's wrong, yeah.
But I'm also not having a good time.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, there was no investment in there to be like, we should do this another time.
Sure.
Because it's like, if this is.
If you invited me and this is what you're like, what?
Then it's also the thing where you're like, well, I'm so drunk, I'll invite this stranger, I guess.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, anyway.
Weird.
But yeah, so I left. So that was fun. That was great. I love dates. I love dating. It's awesome and fun for me.
Any more questions?
Yeah, we got some more. Okay. Beatdown Barbie asks, yesterday I went on a date with a girl and I like her, but she wore an ICP shirt. Deal breaker?
No.
Not at all, dude.
Not even a little.
Get
deal,
it in.
Deal maker.
Who gives
make,
a shit?
Make that deal.
That's sick. Deal or no deal, bitch. I'm signing on the dotted
open
line.
Open up the fucking suitcase. So here's the thing.
Family.
Family.
Oh, wow. All right.
Number one. It's 2020.
It is.
Life is irony.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wears shit and doesn't matter. Shit. It doesn't mean if they like it or not. Number two, if she is into ICP, I bet you she'll let you hit Raw.
Dude, they don't even like condoms there. There?
There. At the Gathering of the Juggalos.
At the Gathering. They use condoms to fill with Faygo and throw it at each other.
Yeah. And number three, who cares?
Who gives a shit? Everyone sucks.
You like them,
everyone
don't you?
Is
you
bad.
Like them, don't you?
You said hot. That's it. That's all that matters.
Can you read the message exactly?
I will read it again.
Was it hot or said I liked them?
Yesterday I went on a date with a girl and I like her, but she wore an ICP shirt.
You can get over it.
Get over it. Dude, give a shit.
My girlfriend likes fucking...
All bands are bad.
My girlfriend likes awful music.
All music is bad.
It doesn't matter.
Listen to podcasts instead. Oh, man. Imagine if one of our fans went on a date and someone was wearing one of our shirts.
I thought you were going to say, imagine one of our fans that listened to us while they fucked.
Oh,
which somebody already told us.
Somebody
already
did. Yeah, I think. Appreciate it for fucking.
If you go on a date and they show up in our podcast merchandise, number one, you probably already know them.
Yeah.
There's no way you don't know the person. If you live in the
town, do they all know each other? I don't think they all know each other.
All of our podcast listeners.
Yeah.
No, but. If they live in the same town, I'm sure they do.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not saying we have like that many listeners.
I'm saying if you like our podcast and you live in the same town as someone who likes our podcast, you're their friend.
How would they know each other? It's like they have access to all of the people that would talk to us or like to.
I don't even have access to that.
You don't. Access. Oh, man. You ready? I'm ready.
Oh my
Let's go.
God.
Fucking pack your bags, bitch, because we are going to. Yeah, late in the episode, but we're going to get fucking riled, the boys.
Can't wait.
We've got, I can't believe we haven't done this, NOS, High Performance Energy Drink. It is something for cars.
I'm
I don't know
scared.
Why they make it
I'm
for
so
people.
I'm so scared of this one.
This is what they use in Fast and the Furious to get closer to death.
And God.
Taurine, caffeine, vitamin B6, guarana, vitamin B12, insitol, which
isn't
I'm assuming
that,
is
yeah,
a sweetener.
Isn't NOS like nitrous?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the flavor?
I cannot enhance mental focus.
Oh, no.
Have either of you ever done nitrous?
No, man.
Like, inhaled it?
Yeah.
No. Like
Complex
like
6 High Performance Energy?
Yep.
This doesn't tell you a flavor.
No. It's the same way that Red Bull is a flavor.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go.
Oh, no, dude. I don't want this one. This is the first time where I think that this segment is a mistake. This is in 40 episodes or however long we've been doing this.
It's fine.
This feels like a mistake.
Nah. It's nothing. It's like carbonated fake orange juice. It's a barely sweet.
That's fine.
That's
actually.
Fine.
That's actually
quite
fine.
Chuggable, actually.
You know what?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Kind of tastes like the yellow Red Bull.
Kind of tastes like a less sweet version of the yellow Red Bull. Okay, hold on a second. I think I kind of like this one.
It's more
notes of tropical, like citrus.
Yeah, but it feels a little. So, like, when you take a sip, take it, let it sit for a second. Do you feel a little buzz on the back of your tongue?
I do feel a little buzz.
It has a little car alarm essence to it.
a little
licking a 9-volt battery essence.
This is not actually food essence.
Yeah.
Huh. That's funny. Almost like I'm allergic to it.
Is that carbonation? Is there just a lot of carbonation in there?
I don't know. I can't tell.
I don't know if it's. It's on the back of the tongue, at like the hilt. You get like a fucking buzz.
That's pretty good.
I
mean,
I like it.
3.5.
It's like when you touch a doorknob. Static electricity.
Yeah.
Like that on your tongue.
Here's my issue. Well, this is the reason, the only reason, and it's a little not embarrassing. The only reason I'll never buy this again is because what it is.
Yeah,
it's NOS.
So,
it's too dumb guy aggressive.
So I have. I don't think it's a resolution because I didn't make it on New Year's. I feel like maybe I said it on here before in the past, but I from now on will not ingest food or drink or anything that I'm embarrassed to be seen with.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like that's a large portion of my diet.
Sure.
Is something I'm embarrassed to be seen eating or drinking. And I don't want that anymore.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So I think...
That's pretty good.
So really, I've just been taking the things I usually do and putting them in a nondescript cup or...
Beautiful. There you go. That's fun.
I take a Red Bull at my job and I put it in a coffee cup and then people don't know what I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But that's I think I need to... That's my resolution, I guess. It's not a resolution, though. Because I also so I haven't been doing it, so...
I'll give it 3.5. Life.
I'm going to go 3.5, actually kind of mimicking what both you said. Like, it tastes fine, but I hate...
You hate the can.
The can is bad.
Yeah, aesthetically, it's a bad can. It's what's underneath car seats, what Vin Diesel will lift them to go faster to fucking get Michelle Rodriguez to love him again or some shit.
I mean, you can get a hotter woman.
She's so hot. She's a specific... She is handsome hot.
You think Michelle Rodriguez is handsome?
A little bit.
Okay.
She's definitely masculine.
Yeah.
Hard lines nose. In the face. Yeah. You ever seen Girl Fight?
It's about to be a what? Girl Fight. No, I don't think I have.
It's like her first movie. She's a teenager. It's her being a boxer.
She's what?
A teenager.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
In a movie? She's a what now?
A what?
Uh-huh. She's a what-water?
A what-water. Did you give it a number, Mike?
I didn't yet. That's a three.
It's a three. Wow.
It's a three because the more I drink it, the worse it tastes. Take another sip.
I'll take another sip. See if it changes my mind.
The more you sip it, the more it tastes like it's from a dollar store.
I think.
So it's kind of like how, you know, the Pepsi challenge.
I'm going to keep 3.5 just because I think it's very chuggable. I think it's a crushable. Sorry. I think it's a very crushable AG. EG. ED. Fucking Christ. Energy drink.
Energy drink.
Energy drink. That's why I'm going to keep it at 3.5. So 3.5 from Leif and myself, a 3 from
Mike.
Mike.
Okay, but you know the Pepsi challenge.
Yes. You fight Pepsi.
It's you.
You try and kill the CEO of Pepsi.
It's you in a boxing ring versus a giant can of Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's to see which blind taste test between Pepsi and Coke, which one you like better. And Pepsi usually wins because Pepsi much sweeter.
Yeah, it's so funny.
So initially, you just take that little sip and you're like, I like this one because it's sweeter.
Yeah.
But there's more sugar fatigue.
Oh.
Over the course of a can of Pepsi.
That's a good term.
I just made it up.
I like it.
I think it's pretty good.
That's how you can't kiss me too much.
Mm-mm. You get sugar fatigue.
You get sugar fatigue.
Sugar fatigue is what my mom calls her diabetes. I got to lay down. I got my sugar fatigue.
My sugar fatigue is acting up.
My sugar fatigue is acting up. Get mama some oats.
Is your horse?
Yeah, my mom's a horse.
That's awesome. Follow Mike at Mike and Bruce. Uh-huh. Follow me at this Diego Lopez, brainmachinenetwork.com. Feel free to email us any questions at littletimepod@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at littletimepod. Feel free to DM us there.
Uh-huh.
Please, we're at 97 reviews right now on...
get us to 100.
Get us to 100. Today is the...
I don't know.
January 19th.
Big Dick Sunday.
Big Dick Sunday.
By next Sunday.
The 26th, I would love 100 reviews. That's 3 fucking reviews in 1 week. If you haven't done it yet, I'm talking to you specifically, okay? You, the person listening to this. Have you done it? Yes? Thank you. I love you. You have not? You owe us a review, and it has to be positive, and then suck that little titty dick, whatever you have.
If you haven't reviewed us yet, you can apologize to us on tpublic.com/user/alittletimepod.
Merch, baby.
Buy the merch.
Buy a shirt.
Give it to us.
Send us a pic.
And we like it.
Topless, holding the shirt next to you.
Yeah. What we want you to do is we want you to get one of the t-shirts, and we want you to wrap it around your hard penis. Like a little bow.
A little flag.
We're going to be honest. A very large bow.
A very large bow because you got a fucking meat stick.
No. So even if you have a big penis.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you have a big penis.
Even if you have a big one.
A shirt is bigger than your penis.
Absolutely. A shirt is bigger than your penis. And we love
if
that
you,
about you.
And if you don't think that, I got 2 words for you.
Bye.
Bye.
I was wondering where you're going to go with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.